You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Jeremy posted something yesterday on Facebook about, you know, what's a fun fact about yourself. And I'll be honest with you, I thought a few people would put, you know, I don't know, kind of show-off-y kind of things in there. But they didn't. They were putting really funny, interesting, weird things about themselves.
Yeah. I mean, some of them were as basic as, I have 80 sets of Uno cards.
Yeah.
Why? You
right.
know, there's a fun fact. I used to travel the world playing roller derby. I was a contestant on Wheel of Fortune. I was in a plane crash.
That's the one I want to know more about.
Right. Somebody says, I can make perfect dolphin noises. And then the comment after that was, on porpoise?
The whole thread on that one went forever.
Went forever. So many fish puns. Somebody says, I love big butts and I cannot lie. That's very good.
Really well done.
But it's just, it's anything. I kind of feel like if you're out at a bar with friends, you can kind of go around the table and be like, hey, what's a fun fact about yourself? I've got one. If you follow my lineage back, you know, many years, I'm actually related to George Washington.
Oh, come on.
Seriously, yeah. Somebody in my family did the family tree, and we ended up at George Washington.
Father of our country.
Father of the country. Fun fact.
Dang.
We're tight. Me and GW.
I don't have that.
You don't have? Do you
I
have
don't
a
have that
bag?
Going for me.
You don't have another one? Or you don't have one at all?
I don't know. I'd have to think about
it. I have a third
it.
Nipple. I guess that's a...
I want to open up the phones, because I want to see this transfer from Facebook to the airwaves and have every one of our listeners call in now with a fun fact about themselves. Please don't wait for somebody else to call. We want you to call. If you've got one of these strange fun facts, call immediately. This is similar to long time, first time, where we get to find out about our listeners.
Right.
But it's the fun facts that are so cool. Here's the thing. I'm afraid that a lot of people are not going to really understand what we mean by, you know, what's a fun fact about yourself. Like, look at some of those examples that you gave. The people. One person said they've been in an airplane crash.
Right.
That's a pretty fun fact to share.
You can't pick and choose people's fun facts.
Well, yes,
Dom.
I can. When somebody calls and says, I can juggle, it's like...
Well, that one's stupid.
8 billion people.
Well, it depends on what they're juggling.
Well, true.
Relationships. You can't pick and choose them, Dom.
Well, I tell you this, lines have opened up because Shannon had to... I was looking at our first call. Sorry. As Ashley. Hold on, Ashley. Don't go away. Shannon has kind of had to thank a few people and say, you know, the fact that... Your name has 9 letters is not a fun fact.
Elizabeth once had a shot of tequila with Willie Nelson
here on my
Facebook.
Thank you. That's what
fun
I'm looking
fact.
For. That's what I want.
So everyone that juggles, please do not call in.
Right. Or if your name has 9 letters, no, that's not going to do it. Here's Ashley. Hey, Ashley. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad you called. So what's a fun fact about yourself?
So it's my passive-aggressive satisfaction, but I can chew on aluminum foil.
I hate that. I'm cringing.
You cannot.
That gives me goosebumps.
I can.
How does it not kill you?
I can chew it just like gum. It just doesn't bother me, okay. And I watch everyone around me freak out.
Yeah, the squeaking on the teeth with
I'm
that.
Freaking out right now.
I don't like that at all. Why do you do that? That can't be good for you.
It's just... I don't do it on the regular. It's just fun to watch people freak out over it.
You're like, hey, it's your hey, watch this moment.
I really like that one. That's a good one,
good.
Ashley. Thanks for being on the show.
Absolutely love you guys.
Love you back.
Kisses.
Bye. Bye.
Tinfoil kisses.
Ow.
That can't be good for your enamel. Like the metal on your teeth.
Mm. And if you have old-fashioned fillings or whatever, it becomes like a
metal
like
on
a
metal.
Battery. Like
sparks,
thing.
I would think.
Oh, it's like
do it in the dark.
There's a Jeremy on the phone. Good morning, Jeremy. Welcome to the show.
It's Jerry.
Jerry!
Well,
your phone sounds very, very muffled. Can you hold it up to your mouth a little bit more for us?
How does that work?
That's a little better.
Still horrible.
What's your fun fact?
As a paramedic, I've transported both Lionel Richie and Aunt B from the Andy Griffith Show.
No kidding!
The Aunt B?
Wow.
Yeah.
What was wrong with Lionel Richie? He fell off the ceiling?
Stop it.
He was dancing on the ceiling.
Stop it, Dom.
He was playing it with nickels and got too close to the stage lights and his stand-up pants burned.
Your phone is just really bad, yeah. So we're going to have to let you go. But he was something too close to the stage lights? When you can say as an EMT that you have transported Aunt B and Lionel Richie.
That's a good work day right there.
That's big time. Here we go, line three. Milena, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
What's the fun fact about yourself?
Well, I've broken every single one of my fingers.
Wow. Like all at once?
Or at different times?
Different times.
At different times. I was a goalie in soccer for 17 years.
Oh, I could see that.
And I between trying to block the balls to hitting the like poles, I've broken every single one of them at least one time each.
Are your hands like all jacked up?
Do you look mangled? Do you look a claw?
No, they look normal. I just have kind of like fat knuckles.
Fat knuckles over there.
But you spell it PH, yeah. Thank you for being on the show. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. All right. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. If you were trying to get in, we're talking about fun facts about yourself. Here's Taylor on the line. Good morning, Taylor.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
We're so good. What's your fun fact?
He's either my eighth or ninth great grandfather on my dad's side of the family is Ralph Waldo Emerson.
No kidding.
Is that the guy that hides in the picture books?
No, not that Waldo.
Where's Ralph Waldo?
Different Waldo?
No, but he was like a poet and a writer back in the day, and eight or nine generations later, I got that gene.
Dang. So do you do any poetry yourself?
I do. I haven't published anything, but I'm hoping someday I can.
Why do you have something memorized right now that you can spit out?
Yeah.
Right off my head, no, I don't have any.
Well, I tell you what, we'll help you out. We'll give you the first line. Roses are red.
Violets are blue.
See that? Uh-huh. You're great.
You guys are funny, and so are all your listeners, too.
Hey, do you someday want to get published? Is that right?
Yes.
I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to have Shannon get some information. I'm going to email you something for a thing I'm putting together this summer for people who want to get published, if you want information.
Okay, that sounds great. That'd be awesome.
Don't go away. Stay on the line, okay?
All right, I will.
All right, there you go. Who is next? It's Carlise. Hi, Carlise. Welcome to the show.
Hi. So, you're making me question my fun fact now. I'm going to change it because she just made me think of something that is actually way funner and more interesting about myself.
Well, now, wait a minute, because now I'm going to want you to start with the first one that you wanted to reject. What was the one that you originally called about?
My name is an acronym. It stands for Kathy, Alita, Aline, Ruth, Lynn, Eileen, Cindy, and Elaine.
Wow. Is that your family?
Right. Wow.
Oh, wait.
So eight women in my family.
So wait a minute. So what you're saying is they took all the women from your family and they created one name as an acronym to stand for all of them.
That's pretty cool.
Correct.
I think that's a nice, fun fact.
Yeah, that is a fun fact.
Well, I actually have one that's even funner. My mom's really into the Ancestry.com thing, and I actually found out that I'm related to Pocahontas, Abraham Lincoln, and the creator of Morse code.
No way!
Yeah.
That's great.
So that is hilarious.
I can't even believe I forgot about all of that, and then she just made me remember that.
How do you forget about Abe Lincoln and Pocahontas?
I tell everybody, too. It's so weird. I don't know why I didn't think of it.
You know Abe Lincoln? Right? Part of my family. He's on the Christmas card list.
Just don't go to the theater, Carlise.
No.
Stay out of the theater.
SOS.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye.
That's really good. Oh, for goodness sakes, who is next? Here's Aaron. Hi, Aaron. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Welcome. So, what's your fun fact?
My fun fact might make you feel a little dated. When I was probably about 5 years old, the intro to the Dom and Jane Boys Against Girls.
You did one of the little kid intros to Boys Against the Girls?
I did.
Oh, my. How old are you now?
24.
Holy
dog, 24.
Boys so, against the girls.
So like almost 20 years ago, you did that. There's only one of them that I have saved through the years. Do you want to hear it, Aaron?
Yeah.
This is also, when I think about this now, this little girl is by far out of college and on with her life. But when she was probably about five, she recorded this intro, and I've saved it all these years because it reminds me of like the sound of a character from the Charlie Brown series or whatever. But check it out.
All right.
Oh, so cute. She's probably married with kids.
Exactly. She's got kids of her own now, probably. Aaron, that makes me feel good. You have a great day. Thanks for listening for 20 years, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
See you later.
That's pretty cool. Here's Christine. Hi, Christine. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. What's your fun fact?
So when I was 16, I lived in London, England, and I was a waitress. And Wham came in and had dinner. And so I waited on George Michael and Andrew, I think, Ridgely, and that blonde girl from Wham. And I was a huge fan, so they were there for about an hour. And when they left, they stiffed me.
What?
No way!
What?
No, it gets better. So for years, I was upset about that. And then about 5 years after that, I went back and I hung out with some of the people I worked with. And one of the other waitresses admitted that she stole the tip and she still had it.
Oh, it's like a memento.
How much was it?
Exactly. And
how much
so for
was the
years,
tip?
I was angry at Wham for stiffing me, but they didn't. So it was.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is for you.
Oh, thank you.
Aw. That's pretty funny. Well, you waited on George Michael. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Have a great day, Christine.
Thank you.
Kept Thanks going to the bathroom all night, probably, though.
You're right. Too soon.
Too soon.
Here's Callie. Hi, Callie. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy show.
Hi, how are you?
We're so good. What's your fun fact?
I can blow air out of my eye.
Could you, like, blow out a candle with your eye?
Probably not a candle, but you can certainly hear the air come out of my eye. Oh. I have an extra tear duct in my eye, so it squeaks when you rub it, When I plug my nose and blow really hard, you can hear the air come out of my eye.
No way! Okay, now, you know we're going to have you do this for us.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
And I want to.
I don't think you'll be able to hear it, but
let's try. Give us about 5 seconds. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to give it about 5 seconds and hold the phone right up where the sound comes up, and we will be very quiet, and we'll see if we can hear anything. So ready, and let's hear it.
Did you hear it?
No,
I couldn't hear it. We'll have to take your word for it. I want to see you blow out the candles on your birthday cake with it, though. I really do.
That's a pretty good trick. Yeah. Listen, you have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
See ya.
Thank you. I think I'm going to try to knock out two more really fast. Bree and Julie, is that cool?
Yeah.
All right, here's Bree. Bree, welcome to the show.
Hi.
All right, so what's your fun fact?
I am a contortionist.
Okay.
And I have a really good story, actually.
Oh, wait a minute. Is it clean?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I have to ask.
I went up to the Pearl Street Mall when I was younger, in my 20s, and I don't know if anybody's seen the guy who can fit in a box.
Yeah, absolutely. He's very famous.
Yes. And so he bets people he can fit in a box. Can you? So I took him up on the bet, and I told him I would bet him money. And I only put down maybe 30 bucks, but I went up there. And I said, go ahead and fit in the box. And then I went and I fit in the box, and he had to pay me.
That's pretty good. Do you think you could still fit in a box today?
Probably. I can fit in my dryer.
Try this at home.
Like, how did that come about? Like, you're standing there looking at your dryer.
She's
like,
looking for a sock.
You know, I can get in there.
She's looking for a sock.
No. I would play hide and go seek with my brother and with other people, and I would always go hide in the dryer.
That's pretty good.
Bree, you got to do us a favor. I want you to go get in your dryer and have somebody take a picture and send it to us so we can put it on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Will you do that for us?
I will.
You're delightful. Right. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Don't you want to see her?
It doesn't
in the
seem that hard though. Like if she'd said mailbox, maybe. Well, but the dryer. Like,
you try it.
All right, I'll do it today.
Here's Julie. Julie, you get the last word. What do you have for us?
Well, in college, I swallowed a guitar pick once, and it got lodged in my throat.
Like on purpose?
Not on purpose. It was an accident.
How'd you get that out?
Somebody slapped her on the back.
They had to take me to the hospital and remove it.
Oh, that sounds painful. Did you keep it?
I did. I have it still.
You know, if it was like a pick from like Eddie Vedder or something like that,
that'd be pretty cool.
Tell people
it
that.
It would have been so much more cool.
Tell people that anyway.
Instead,
just lie. Have a great day, Julie.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that was fun.
So interesting.
See, so
isn't
much
it?
Better than my name has 9 letters, isn't it? I can juggle.
Yep. You're right.